So we had over 24 ideas, concepts for reconstructing, improving, or expanding the trail system, and over 550 Sitkins took the time to review those 24 proposals. And this was not a easy 30-second click-through public survey. This took like 20 minutes on average, which means some people were spending over half an hour giving thoughtful comments on every single idea, and each of those ideas is a robust concept in itself.
So what were some of the themes that kept coming to the surface? What were the highlights? What were Sitkins most interested in based on this sampling of data?
So we had comments per each trail idea, and then there was a general comments space where people could talk about either other ideas that they had or comments on the process. One of the comments that was left the most was just thank you. People were excited about this process. They're enthusiastic that we're creating a vision for the future of Sitka's trails. So that came through loud and clear. They listed over and over again how important having a multitude of options for outdoor recreation is for living in Sitka, how it's one of the best things about living here. There was in the theme a desire for more handicap accessible recreation. There was a desire for a focus on infrastructure that benefited residents first instead of just catering to visitors. And there's, I think that comes along with a fear of overcrowding. There was a general trend towards investments on the road system, building out our trail system for folks who don't have access to boats. And yeah, there was a lot of good input and interest in improving our interpretation of cultural heritage and the use of Tlingit names on trails.
The survey results also mention cabins. Can you talk a little bit more about those?
Yeah, so we tried to fit a lot in, and several people felt a little overwhelmed when I threw a cabins question at the end of this long trail survey. But I wanted to take the opportunity while we were doing the outreach to get input on this idea as well, because there is funding available through the Forest Service right now for cabin improvements. And they have their own process, and they've done some of their own public engagement. But I wanted to take a step back, because at Sitka Trailworks, we think about the whole landscape. Each public agency only has their jurisdiction in a certain land base. So the city of Sitka owns a certain strip along the edge. The state parks has a few spots, the national park has theirs, and the Tongass National Forest is most of the uplands. But there's some key cabin locations that aren't on the national forest, and I wanted to make sure that as a community we were looking into all of the available options, and that's something Sitka Trailworks was facilitating. So I compiled a list of ideas that have been bubbling around for decades from various sources, old city memos, investigations from the Hunter administration and various other agency inputs, and asked people to rank their favorite cabin ideas. And again, road system opportunities filtered to the top. People prioritized options that they could reach without having to cross water. So Harbor Mountain was the top ranked of the cabin ideas, which was interesting to see, because that's encouraging to see, because the Forest Service has also identified that as a good potential location for a new cabin.
Okay, so next steps. You've collected something like over 500 responses, thousands of individual answers, broken down the data into key themes. So what's next?
Next is to finalize a project list. So we have now had a couple rounds of public input, and throughout this year, we've been working with each of the land management agencies to understand their priorities and constraints. And what we'll be doing is collaboratively putting together that list of ideas, of concepts that should be priorities for the future. So we've already cut a couple based on public engagement, and we'll be going back through with a fine-tooth comb of feasibility and sustainability to ensure these are workable concepts. That initial pass has already happened, but we want to be solid about each of these concepts, that they're worth putting in a plan for the future. One thing the survey didn't include by design was concepts for annual maintenance. Taking care of what we have is our top priority, and that will be first and highlighted in our plan. But it wasn't something that we needed extensive public engagement on to know that we need to clear the blowdown and improve the tread on Mosquito Cove. And so we'll be including that in our investments and our focus and the plan, but it was left out of this survey just because of the nature of the need for public engagement.